Some good news. Joan Tinsley has cancelled her appointment and she's back with us. Joan Tinsley, Head of Advocacy from Barnard House, and she's going to be talking about the major concern for homeless figures in Ireland, currently at a record high. A very good morning to you, Joan. Welcome to Northside today.
Sorry for the confusion earlier on.
No worries whatsoever. You're keeping well, I hope.
I am indeed, thank you.
Ah, that's good. Well, firstly, Joan, from the government's most recently published homeless figures, it clearly shows a record of about 2,708 children registered as homeless, 1,302 families, and a total number of 7,680 registered homeless in April 2017, of course. The highest on record, and a very worrying situation, a very sad case for anyone in these unfortunate circumstances. June, in your opinion, what exactly is the root cause of all of this? Is it as a result of the economic crisis, or just due to incompetency by the government with bad decisions, or perhaps a combination of many reasons? What do you think?
I think it is a combination of many reasons. I mean, as you rightly say, it's now gone up to 2,700 children. And to put that into context, like, only last year we were kind of dismayed and outcried by the fact that it was 1,500. So it's literally going up month on month. And I think there's a multitude of reasons of why that's happening. And I think it can be because rents are going up, and as a result, families that could be struggling to make ends meet just can't afford that extra hike in the rent that's been imposed on them. Landlords could make the decision to sell their property, or landlords could be having their properties repossessed, and that means then there's less housing available. And I think one of the biggest problems really is the lack of social housing construction and availability of social housing right across the country. These figures certainly show that it is an area, this is an issue that is affecting a lot of urban areas, particularly Dublin, but certainly from our project experience right across the country, homelessness and housing issues are really, really prevalent because of the lack of supply of appropriately affordable housing.
Okay. So there's been a lack of input into social housing, is a big issue here, as I see.
Huge issue, because I mean, in terms of the numbers, something like only about 500 social housing units were built last year right across the country, and if we need about 14,000 every year to meet the population demands, so what the government's strategy of rebuilding Ireland. One of our major criticism of it is it expects the private rented sector to provide an awful lot of the housing, and we think that that's an unfair expectation. The reality is social housing needs to be built to increase the supply, to take the pressure off the rented market. And I think that there has been definite attempts by the government to try and tackle this crisis, but until they increase the housing supply of social housing, then unfortunately the crisis will deepen.
Yes, okay. I think the actual renting situation, it has collapsed. I mean, we had a situation where you'd go on to Daft, and for anyone in a not so good situation on social welfare, everything was no rent allowance, and they brought in a law then, didn't they?
True.
That the landlord is unable to increase the rent every single year, but it appears that they still have been taking advantage, where in 2 years they increase it by so much to get back what they didn't get the previous year. I think that has been probably a contribution. Would you agree?
Yes, and I think the reality is, as you say, that there's not enough houses or for rent by landlords that will accept families who are on housing assistance payment or rent supplement.
Exactly.
And also, even when landlords do accept those payments, the rates are too low in order for the family to be able to top up to what the market value is, and that's certainly causing a significant problem, because we know that, as I said, that the rent prices are going up. Landlords have had to impose caps, but even still, the rent supplement levels and the housing assistance payment levels are still too low to be of significant value for families to be able to maintain that roof over their head. And I think one of the problems is the lack of support to ensure families can keep the rent, the roof over their head.
Yes. Because
we need to prevent families becoming homeless, and insufficient action has been done around that. And as a result, the numbers are going up day by day. And I think it's very depressing and tragic that so many children are having drastic, inappropriate childhoods living in hotels. And certainly many of the families we work with have been living in hotels well in excess of 6 months or a year. And it's just such an inappropriate place to have your childhood. And the stress is just palpable on everybody in the family. And it's just something that is very upsetting, actually, to see it.
It is. And as you mentioned, the limits, they were revised and increased, but it doesn't appear they weren't increased sufficiently to cater for people in a financial bad way.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
And I suppose as a result of those housing payments not keeping pace, we're seeing people tip into homelessness as a result. And I suppose the other issue that we're seeing very often is that families naturally don't want to present as homeless. So once they lose their tenancy, often have to move in with their siblings or they're back to their parents' house or into friends' houses, and they're kind of sofa surfing and living in very overcrowded situations. And that kind of hidden homelessness is rarely talked about, but it certainly is a very prevalent issue amongst families because they don't really want to present as homeless, and as a result are living in very unstable environments, which are also very traumatic on children when, at a practical level, if you can't go to bed until everybody has left the couch for the evening, and then having to try and get up to go to school the following morning, or there's seven people trying to access the one bathroom, it can be very pressurised.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And what about the banks, for those who had mortgages? Moving in and repossessions and all that kind of thing must have had a huge input as well.
Yes, I suppose what we've heard now from different banks is that some have tried to try and come to some resolution with the homeowners to make sure that they don't end up having the home repossessed. But then again, we know of the banks that have actively repossessed. And I suppose one of the concerns that we would have is when there's a bulk of houses up for sale, that the tenants in those homes are so sustainable or so vulnerable, rather, to being evicted because the houses are up for sale. And I suppose I know that the new law has come in for if there's more than 10 properties, well, then the tenants can't be evicted. For landlords who, by and large, the majority of our Irish landlords only have one or two properties. So that is a definite issue when the landlord is being repossessed, that the tenant has to be evicted. And I suppose there has to be a more humane way of dealing with that. Surely the tenancy should not be affected just because there's a change of owner.
Yeah, yeah. And the other worrying issue is what about the hidden homeless? I mean, the stats just mentioned do not include those not registered. For example, those sleeping rough or those in domestic violence, refugees, etc.
You're right. The figures, as harrowing as they are, at a total of 7,680, are an underrepresentation of the bigger problem of hidden homelessness, as you say, those who are rough sleepers, or those who are, as I said, living in overcrowded situations because they're not presented at B&Bs or hotels.
Okay. All right. So June, in your opinion, what's the solution to all this?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of things we would like to see. We know that the government has made attempts to try and meet its own target of using hotels as a last resort for families. And the way they've done that is to try and fund initiatives that would have families in emergency accommodation that's more size appropriate and more support available to them. These kind of family hubs is what they're kind of called. And essentially it means that a number of families would be in a place where there's more space for them as families to be as a unit, but there's also more communal space available, and there's also wraparound supports to those families to help them out of homelessness. So that approach is certainly better than in a hotel room. However, it's still not a long-term solution by any stretch. For us, the different solutions would be things like definitely increasing the amount of social housing being built. I know that it doesn't happen overnight, but it certainly needs to be more proactively done. More support in trying to keep families in their homes at the minute by increasing the rent supplement levels or housing assistance payment levels. And I think also providing greater support to families who presently are in hotels to try and get them out of hotels as quickly as they can.
Okay. So what do you feel the government can do to improve, and indeed investors and landlords, in the current situation?
Well, I would love if there was a greater take-up of things like the schemes to support the redevelopment of vacant properties, because we can see right across the country a number of properties that are either derelict or newly vacant, and I would love to see a greater take-up of the schemes that are in place for investors and landlords to use their properties to make them viable and then make them available for social housing.
Okay. Well, Joanna, I'm afraid we've run up to the deadline. Sorry about
fair
that.
Enough.
I could talk to you for another 30 minutes if possible. So we have to lead into the next break and another interview. But it was great to have you with us, and thank you very much for taking the time to join us. Maybe we can organise another interview in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, no problem. Yes, happy to talk.
Okay. All the best, June, and thank you very much again.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
All the best. Now, that was June Tinsley from Barnardos talking about the major concern for homeless figures in Ireland.